Hello.
Hi, is this Jordan?
Yes, this is.
Good to speak with you again. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke about 2 weeks ago regarding branding your business directly on Google so you could get calls straight to you. I did want to follow up with you and see if maybe this might be better timing for something like that.
To be honest with you, this Angie lead is paying out very well for me.
Good. That's
I've already made my money back, and I've got a few jobs scheduled that's going to put me at about $10,000 as soon as I get them done.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I know when we spoke before, you were just getting started with that. So, I mean, if you're doing well with Angie, you'll do even better having a website on that first page of Google, having people call you directly. I mean, the two of them don't conflict at all. I mean, if you're able to take on more work above what you're getting from Angie, it would still be something that would benefit your company. Do you still see a value in something like that for your business, for getting more work?
Yeah, so I wouldn't mind going through with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the problem I'm having at this moment is I got a text message from this company. They're based out of Wisconsin. Maybe you've heard of them, but they're called Top Branding Altimeter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of them. So they actually, they reached out. They're like, hey, we'll design you logos for free. And if you like one of them, you'll pay a certain amount and it'll be yours, whatever. And like, send me a URL to your website. I don't trust anybody, you know. And they panned out to be a verifiable company. So I'm like, cool, you know, hook me up. Let's see what you got. They actually came through, and I got a logo from them. So I'm like, hey, do y'all do a website?
Mm.
And they're like, well, we do. And so I got the demo back to my website a few days ago, and now I'm just waiting on them to complete it and then upload it to my URL already. And once I have the, you know, it looks pretty sweet, you know, and it's a lot better than what I got going for me myself, you know.
Right.
Like, once I get to that point and have, a reputable website for customers to see on the first page of Google, then I'll be ready, you know.
So, did they give you any type of time frame as to how long it would take before the website that they're building would be ready, be completed?
So the demo was, the demo was ready. I had to review it. And I actually got a hold of the guy last night, and he's supposed to be finishing up some stuff today on it.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's getting pretty close to being ready, and that's perfect. I mean, you know, if we were building a website for you, it would take us like 5 to 7 business days to build out that website for you. So it sounds like the website that they're creating would be finished in about that same time frame. So it's the perfect timing then to get everything set up and started here, because we can't just flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls. I mean, it's not like a lead-based service where there's already a backlog of potential leads waiting to be sent out to you. This is optimizing your business and linking the website that you'll have to the first pages of Google and Bing. So we got to make sure you're verified and recognized by the search engines, that you've got all the additional directories, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. We would possibly be doing Facebook ads for you. I know we talked about a local-only campaign. Might shrink your service area down to about 25 miles versus the 40 that we had spoken about before. If you remember speaking with me, it was $199 for the local search engine optimization, all the destinations and directories, the verified listing, linking to your website. That's $199. It's $249. That's with the Facebook ads. You'd actually get $100 of Facebook retargeting ads included for the extra $50. That does, of course, allow us to expand your coverage area from like 25 miles to that 40 miles or so. And, of course, every time someone goes on their Facebook page, especially after having done a search for any of the services, Handyman, Handyman Near Me, or you know, residential handyman, or a specific service or job you wanted to perform, if they do that search on Google or Bing first, they'd see your business as a top option, as an ad, a pop-up ad, you know, the retargeting ads on their Facebook page when they go on there on their downtime. So it's a great way to reinforce to the people in your area that you provide those services and that they should give you a phone call. So a couple of different options for you. Like I said, $249 or $199. It is month to month, but being that you're getting that website finished out here real quick, it's perfect timing. I mean, a website only works when people see it, and getting that website out there in front of more eyes would be, you know, the name of the game, the top priority here.
Yeah, I mean, especially because if you search in our area, like Handyman and Curio, the top, like, sponsored that pops up for Handyman,
right,
they don't even have a website, you know? Like, it's
right,
2024, bro. You got
you should have a website.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Most consumers, most customers want to look at a website. They want to see, well, does this guy even do what I want to have done, and what type of quality of the work is there? I mean, they want to see before and after photos and things like that. So, I mean, a website's a powerful conversion tool. It gives people the reasons to call you. But, of course, most people don't go past the first page when they're doing a search. So they're going to usually call and hire someone off of the first page, whether they've got a website or not. But, I mean, if you're on that first page with that professional website, you'll definitely get phone calls. Now, you do know the needs of your business a lot better than I do. You know how far you really want to go, how much work you can take on, of course, what the budget would allow. And you do have those two options, you know, the local campaign and $199, or adding $100 of Facebook ads at $249. Which of those do you think might be a better fit for your business at this point?
So, through my research, Facebook, you know, could be good for you, but it could also be a sword through the foot. You know, like, a lot of people on Facebook are the, you know, if they have the time to be on Facebook, they might not be, like, they're value shopping. You know, I'm not here to provide cheap services, you know. Like,
you shouldn't have to.
So, like, I'm on the fence about targeting Facebook.
Well, you know, you don't have to do it right now. I mean, the local campaign, you know, getting that website out there in front of the people a little bit closer to you, and it's usually good for about 25 miles, you know, keep you closer to home. You know, you're not starving for work anyway, but a little bit of extra work, especially work close to home, would definitely be a good thing. You could always add the Facebook ads in later on if you find that you still need more work on top of it. You probably won't, though. I mean, you know, this is just going to be another arrow in your quiver. You know, it's just another tool at your disposal to have that website that you've got coming right there in the local map section. Like you said, the one that you see there doesn't even have a website. So I think that $199 would be a good way to go for you. A little more budget friendly. Doesn't have the Facebook ads, but then, you know, like you said, you're not going to be fielding those phone calls from people that are, you know, looking for the cheapest guy in town, because that's not you. It doesn't have to be. Shouldn't be, right? You don't want to be that guy. But you want the website to be seen by people who appreciate quality, someone who's willing to pay a little bit more for the right contractor to come out and do quality work. So I think that $199 would be a good package for you. Like I said, you can always add Facebook ads later on, but that would be a great place to start. Get that website that's on the way right there in front of more people. Now, keep in mind, it is a month-to-month service, so there is no long-term contract. It's just simply our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. In fact, there's a lot more that you can do besides just tracking the success of the account. So we do call it your client dashboard. You can see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search, etc. So it's a very valuable tool. We do know that a lot of our clients don't even bother with it. You know, it is there for your disposal and for your benefit, but some of our clients just say, you know, ask someone who's never called them before, hey, where'd you find me? And they say, oh, well, I found your website on the first page of Google when I was searching for this or that. And that's usually enough for some people to know that the service is working. But, you know, obviously that tracking system is there for your benefit. Did you have any questions though for me at this point?
Well, okay. So it's not really a question. Like, I understand exactly what you're going to provide.
Sure, of course. Uh-huh.
My dilemma I'm in right now, right? So I currently work a full-time job.
Got it.
So, like, I don't want to work here anymore. I see the potential my business has already, especially uh-huh. going through Angie. Like, I'm past... So, like, they have, like, leads, right? You could shut your leads off.
Right.
But then they still have this thing called opportunities.
Uh-huh. And opportunities, right.
They've been popping up left and right, you know? And so my dilemma is, like, I just need to take the leap and quit my job, focus on my business.
Right.
And so, I mean, it actually, it's getting set up with you guys. Could very well benefit me.
It could be that one thing that you need just to make sure you've got that steady stream of work coming your way to take that leap. I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. And of course, you know, it's a brand new company, so people don't really necessarily know the name of your business. You know, you haven't been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be much of that reliable factor bringing you new jobs, you know, just not enough people using your services, recommending you to somebody else. But people trust what they see on that first page of Google. And every new customer that finds you and becomes an existing customer, I mean, that's someone who can use your services again down the road, can recommend you to their friends. And people who don't already know the name of your company, every time they need your services, every time they go on Google or Bing and they're looking for someone who does what you do, having that website right there and being one of those options on that first page, it's going to help you to build that client base and the relationships with the people in your area, you know, recommend you to their friends, finding you on their own when they need your services. And of course, that steady stream of jobs might allow you to take that next step, take your business to the next level. And I mean, it's $199 with no contract. So that would actually be your investment. I was actually able to waive the initial setup fee. So there's not that extra $100 setup fee on top of it. It would just be the $199 as an out-the-door cost on a month-to-month basis. Now, if you ever find you get more work than you can take on, you can pause the service. You can pause it if you get more work than you can handle, if you need to go on vacation. I mean, in fact, you could pause the service seasonally if necessary. It is month to month for a good reason. It's our job to keep your phone ringing and send you those jobs. But like I said, if you end up getting more work than you can take on, at least for the moment, you can always pause the service.
Yeah. So it's not a matter of taking the lead. Like, I'm going for it. You know?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, congratulations.
I have a friend who I actually used to work with
uh-huh.
until I injured myself and had to take this job. But he recently went out on his own and, like, it was like October.
Okay.
And so he called me in, uh-huh. it was like January or February we were talking. He said, since October, man, I've made 60,000. Like, you just need to do it, you know? Like,
yeah.
Being a self-employed, like, there's so much work out there to be done. And a
being
lot
your own
of
boss and working on your own terms and, you know, picking and choosing the jobs that are going to be best for you and for your time and doing what you love and working for yourself. I mean, yeah, I think this is really going to benefit you. I think the timing's about perfect for you.
Yeah, it is. So I tell you what, I'm down to go through with it. If you just give me a call back, this evening, maybe. So I have a little more time to...
So let me just kind of lay out what would be happening next here. The next thing that we do is what's called a client interview. Now, that takes about a half an hour, and we certainly would be able to schedule that for later on. But that's kind of where we talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, if you've got a mission statement or motto, a slogan, tagline, etc., what's unique about your company, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So, of course, we would have that follow-up call a little bit later on. That does take about a half an hour. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. But to get to that next step, I would need about 10 minutes of your time right now just to kind of verify a little bit of information, phone number, you know, the name of the company and things like that. And then because we're Google partners, we're required to read what's called a voice verification. It would actually get recorded through the computer, attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are waiving the setup fee, that we're reducing the cost of the service down to that $199 that, of course, you know, it is month-to-month, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you could certainly stop me if you had a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Like I said, it would take about 5 minutes to get through that, and then we would schedule that follow-up call for later on today. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's all good.
Okay, so give me just a quick second here to get some of that information. I mean, first of all, is it going to be Peoria Handyman LLC? Is that how you want the business to appear?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, this is going to be the business number. Is this the one that's on the website?
Yes.
It is. So 309-966-7467. And you can receive like messages or text messages on the smartphone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Most of the time you just get phone calls. I mean, everything's going to have the click-to-call feature. We're going to be promoting your existing phone number, and customers will be calling you directly. Now, for us, we do use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something you would want for your records, unless it's your primary, your first choice as to how we want you want us to contact you. What, though, is a good email address either for you or for your business? Again, this is really just for us to contact you.
It is wileyjordan20@gmail.com.
Okay. So wileyjordan20@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then Lulu never did get your last name, Jordan?
It's Wiley, W-Y-L-I-E.
I was going to guess just based off of the email, but I never do want to assume. And then Mr. Wiley, the other thing I wanted to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, the business is actually service-based, right? Meaning that you go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not like a physical brick-and-mortar showroom or physical location that you would want us to promote online. Okay. And that's actually what Google expects for service-based companies. You know, they expect you to kind of run your business out of your home, out of your truck. They don't want you to actually, you know, list your home address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, I did, though, actually on the Angie's see the 341 Caroline Street. Is that your residence?
Yeah, that's a home-based business.
Okay, perfect. So, of course, we wouldn't want customers to see that. And then, let's see. Oh, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, like I said, I would schedule that follow-up call with your technician and then get through that voice verification. It looks like, did you want something late in the day? The last one, that's 5 o'clock, is already booked out, but there's a 4 o'clock, a 3 o'clock. Working our way backwards, we could do 2 o'clock, 1, could get you in even at noon, or 10 o'clock, it looks like. 11, not 10, 11.
Noon would work.
Noon? Okay.
Hour lunch break.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, and like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. We'll schedule it from 12 until 1. The call would get you right around or a couple minutes after 12 at noon, and then get you out the phone about a half an hour after that. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll actually be able to say a quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a phone call, in which the case they'll call you on their own. Now let me get through that voice verification as quick as I can. And again, you can stop me at any time. If you've got a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question, it is though actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Wiley, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and Jordan, it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Peoria Handyman, LLC.
Perfect. That is exactly as I have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jordan Wiley, owner-operator.
Okay. And then, Mr. Wiley, as the owner-operator of Peoria Handyman LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Jordan, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Wiley, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Jordan, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. And, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course, of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angies. Like I said, there's no conflict there. The reason we do ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. And then equally or even more important, right down to the LLC, we want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So I'm not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, since no customers come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, Jordan, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is already, or if it's not already accurate, that we fix it. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs that I was able to apply here, including waiving the one-time setup fee, with it being month-to-month, etc., this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 20th of August, in the very reduced amount of $199.00. And that $199, Jordan, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Of course, the calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories as well. And when the initial term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. And again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, no contract, completely at will, which again means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Jordan, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Wiley, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jordan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that initial payment of just $199, Jordan, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I'm going to go grab my card.
No problem.
I believe it's a MasterCard. Minutes. I'm on the other side of the property. Alrighty. It is a MasterCard.
And on that particular card, is it your name, first and last? Is there a middle initial or the business name?
It's both my name, no middle initial, and Pure Handyman LLC.
Okay, perfect. You said it was a MasterCard, Jordan. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do.
Yes.
Ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It is 5212-2366-3277-9743.
And then the expiration month and year?
7/28/2028,
and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
953.
I've got 953, 953 on the back. I've got July or 07 of 2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 5212-2366-3277-9743?
Yes.
And is that bill at the 341 Caroline Street, 61554?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and hours of operation. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Well, I had a pen. Yeah, we're good.
Okay, so that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And, of course, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that day or the next business day if they get the email after hours. The email address is simply supports@localsplash.com. Now, Jordan, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. You do have that client interview scheduled at noon. At 11 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call is scheduled that following hour. I'll also, in a second here, send you a calendar invite. That invite is really just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview in English. Now, I did want to do one last thing here before I let you go. It's just an additional layer of protection, a little added security here on your account, just a simple question and answer, and it works both ways. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Peoria Handyman LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you every now and then to confirm the answer to the security question. And especially important, especially like a week or so from now, if you start getting phone calls from people saying that they're Google or saying that they're Local Splash, they would first of all need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information basically immediately, please just let them go. And Jordan, if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing or anything like that, just let them go. That's not us. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account, and it's very clear. It bills once a month on the 20th for exactly $199. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you're born in, and then what is the answer?
Peoria.
Peoria, okay. Yeah. Let's type it in twice here, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I received both.
You did. Okay. So if you open it up, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see the blue words click here?
Yeah.
Okay. So click on that. It's going to open up the Local Splash terms of experience. Everything that we just went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. You can scroll through it if you like. Real quick, though, Google is going to be our main focus, pretty much everyone's main focus. Although about 1 out of 10 will choose Bing over Google, most of those people will be searching on their smartphone, but we do want you to have those opportunities as well, so we'll mirror the content
on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's all the content necessary to be on that first page. Now, you'll see a long line. It goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates your mobile number and a couple of boxes. We want you to click both of those boxes, one that you agreed to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. There's a longer box, Jordan, with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would either type in your name or copy and paste it. It is case sensitive if you type it in, so the J and W are capitalized. If you're going to copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after your name. But once you've got Jordan Wiley in that box, click the orangish colored confirm signature box. That's going to do a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waive the setup fee, reduce the cost, etc. It will also allow us to release a Google PIN card or do a phone or video verification, make sure that you're an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
I'm on it.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. It's coming from the automated system that thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it already, so it's prompting you to log in. We do have to do your client interview first for there to be something to track, but in the next couple of days, you'll receive confirmation that your tracking system is active. You'll get that by text and email. Once you are able to log into your account, you can change your password. Now, your login information is in the welcome email that the system did just send. Your username is your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes or spaces, parentheses. So it's 309-966-7467. That is your username, and you cannot change it. It's in our system the same way. It's designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. Good Yahoo, all lowercase, no space, GOODYAHOO. That is your default password. You can certainly change that password, though, once you gain access to your tracking system, which you'll be able to do in the next day or so. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I'm going to send out that calendar invite. It actually does have your username, your name, and then your phone number on it. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your username or your phone number. Again, that makes it very easy for us to access the information. You're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I'm available in between phone calls. I may not be, but I hope that I will be. I'll try to keep my phone line open around noon when our technician's ready to give you that follow-up call. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks again for your time, Jordan. You're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you around noon.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.